parents are a great bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillah, those whose parents are alive, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them long lives. And those whose parents have left this world, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them the highest abode in Jannatul Firdaus. Subhanallah. But this great bounty in the form of parents, yes, they come with lots of rights and responsibilities. Indeed, as children and their offspring, it is our duty to always fulfill the rights of the parents and always please them. Some beautiful hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And inshallah, let's make an intention that we will act upon these beautiful hadith. The Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated, pleasure of Allah Almighty lies in the pleasure of parents, and displeasure of Allah Almighty lies in the displeasure of parents. Allahu Akbar. Sayyidina Abu Umama radiyallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated that a person humbly said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what right do parents have upon their children? He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam replied, Huma jannatuka wa naruka. Allahu Akbar. That is, they both are your paradise and hell. That is, you will attain paradise by pleasing them and become deserving of hell if you displease them. Allahu Akbar. How important it is to please one's parents. How important it is to refrain from displeasing them, because indeed that is your way of going towards Jahannam if you displease them. And indeed, if you please them and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with you, then inshallah azza wa jal, your final abode will be Jannatul Firdaus. Subhanallah, subhanallah. I make dua, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant everyone the ability and tawfiq to always please their parents and refrain from displeasing them. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.